it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
So good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
This is the stinking truth.
I got to ask you about, man, you know, we all kind of thought that Mike McDaniel would be the first coach fired, you know, ended up being Callahan with Tennessee. But you continue to hear and see stuff coming out of Miami that just makes you wonder what's going on there. The latest, Tua Tagovailoa after the game the other day was like, we got to have better leadership. You know, we have these player only meetings. Guys are coming in late. Guys aren't showing up at all. Should you be airing a team's dirty laundry like that? I mean, we love it, right? I mean, we love the fact, oh, okay, that's what's going on there. That maybe helps explain a lot. But in your role, especially as a quarterback, is that something that you should be putting out there on the street, putting your team's business out there on the street?
No, it's a bad look for Tua. You shouldn't do it. It's a horrible look for the organization. And there is a lack of institutional control. And you get into that. And now a lot of that starts from the top down. And so if you're not given, and I'm going to give Mike McDaniels a hall pass, if you're not given institutional control, it's hard to take institutional control. And I'll go back to a couple years ago, I called a game in Miami. And I'm at the Friday practice, and there were all kinds of business people out on the practice field. And my understanding was, and I may be wrong, but this is what somebody told me that's part of the organization. That was the owners, some of the owners' friends, investors, you know, come watch us practice. Like, and the whole time I'm watching this practice, and like, I thought it was the worst practice I'd ever seen for a Friday practice. And I told the then head coach that that's the worst practice I'd ever seen. And the then head coach said, I know, but essentially, but
it's the boss.
He's the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And so the point being is if you're not given institutional control, it's hard to take institutional control. And if you're allowing guys to be late and you're allowing guys, like, finding them a couple $100 or $1,000, whatever it is not, you got to take away recess, but you have to have the authority to take away recess. And if you're going to bench a guy and say he's not going to play, and the owner says, bullshit, I'm paying that guy millions of dollars, he's going to play. And I don't know if that happens or not. But it's really hard to have an organization that is disciplined and is honed in. And certainly it's a bad look on Tua, but it's just right now I would just have to say it's a really bad organization, run organization.
And I get what you're saying. And I know from the player code and all that, you know, that's just stuff you don't put out there. But speaking as a fan – if it's that bad, Well, then thank you for saying that kind of stuff. Because maybe if that stuff gets out there and is public enough and enough people are reacting to it, like, what the hell's going on in Miami? Well, then maybe it forces change and it forces improvement. You know, how beneficial is it if everybody closes ranks and that stuff doesn't get out in public, and then you still have leadership that doesn't do anything to react to it? Well, what have you accomplished? So maybe it's not the code, what Tua did, but at least it's out there.
I would look at it like this, and it would drive me crazy. And you know I'm a stickler for being on time. I hate – that's one of my biggest pet peeves. And I am just on time. It's just the way I'm wired.
Mm-hmm.
But I always thought about being habitually late, and there are guys that are just habitually late. What you're saying – when you're late all the time, this just write this down because you're going to want to keep this.
I love this line. I know where you're going.
When you're late all the time, you're just habitually late. You're basically saying to everybody who comes in contact with you that my time is more important than your time. And that's the most selfish bullshit that I can even think of. And that's what every time you, every time you show up late, you're basically just saying, I'm more important than you. And that is unacceptable. And so if you're habitually late, you're a turd. That's it. You're a turd. Leave earlier. Set your alarm. Get ready. You're habitually late because you want to be habitually late because you think you're more important than everybody else that you're involved with.
They'll wait for me.
And that is a recipe for failure 100% of the time. If you have guys that show up late to meetings, they're not committed to the team, and they think their time is more valuable than every other teammate on their roster's time. And that is exactly why you're in the position you're in Miami. And that's why your head coach is going to get fired. And that's why they're going to turn over this whole organization. And that's why there's a bunch of players that aren't going to be there, like Tyreek Hill and other players. And they're going to move on from those guys because that's how you run your organization.
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body? Exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.